Hi everyone, welcome. Welcome to this brand new walkthrough. This is the Survive the Wild Part 2 walkthrough. This is Part 2. I have already recorded Part 1. In Part 2, I want to highlight some of the things I've done in Part 1 again. I had made some adjustments to the audio that people would receive. So I think it's just the correct procedure to do a follow-up on what I have done so far. I really hope that all of you will enjoy this new audio experience. I think the levels are good, and I'll be happy to continue from this forth. Well, I'm going to recap again to make a bow, to make a boat, to sleep, pick up grass, cut down a tree, making arrows, and if time permits, a few other things. So without further ado, let's get into this walkthrough.
Windows 10 desktop folder view with new survive.
I'm not going to do everything exactly like I did in part one, otherwise people will like be, well, it's not part two at all. It's just the same thing. So I won't be doing everything exactly the same. But I'll try to highlight some of the things I have done in part one. So I'm going to press enter now. Survive the Wild is highlighted.
Enter. Survive the Wild 0.61.9.
The place where your PC comes to life.
Just the music here.
Sam
Production.
Alright, I'm in the main menu. I'm going to choose login. In the first part, I had shown what is in the menu. But for the sake of this new audio improvements, I'm going to arrow down and show what's in the menu.
Login.
Create a player account. Options. Listen to the story. Test speakers. Exit the game. Now, well, for the sake of beginners, I will play the story this time. I haven't done that. So I'm going to move up to listen to story. You can always listen to the story yourself. Just want to give this to beginner players of the Survive the Wild audio game. Listen to the story. I'm going to press enter on this. And, well, listen to this. And I'll also perform a speaker test after this.
Loading story, dot, dot, dot.
Okay, loading story. It's taking a while.
Of course, again, there were people who disliked this little town and started like some mini war against us. Only person who kept me comfort at that point was Wyatt. Everyone else was too far away. I decided I might as well go see him. I had nothing else to do. All I know is, if we would have been too close to the center of that explosion, we wouldn't be here. Well, I wouldn't be. I wish he was still here. In the forest with me. More than anyone knows. Well, I might as well go ahead and explain what happened. Hey, Mom, I'm gonna go see Wyatt for now, alright? Okay, bye-bye. Hello, Wyatt?
Hi, Sam. What's up?
Oh, hey. Oh, man. That was a long trip. You need to move closer, man.
I probably will. Maybe later. I don't know yet.
Oh, has your mom been talking about it?
Sorry, what was that?
Has your mom been talking about stuff like that? Like, moving closer, I mean, or is the only other family who knows you during this big war?
Yeah, she hasn't really talked about that yet.
Yeah. You said you were going to give me, like, a manual or something. Like, you said you were going to give me, like, you mentioned, like, a manual, like, a deerskin bag or something. Just randomly, we were talking, you said you were going to give it to me.
Yeah, I might have it here.
Some manual on, like, how to...
have it. Here it is.
Oh.
Found it.
Hey,
it was in the bag.
This is nice, dude. Thanks. You told me you were going to give me that, and I figured I might as well ask about it, because, I mean, no one's ever going to think of stuff like, so what's all in this? I mean, let's see, creating, wow, dude, a revolver. Oh, wow, the revolver's, there, the chamber spins, but it's still one shot. That's pretty nice. I'm going to have to build this sometime, but I need metal and stuff.
Sadly, we don't really have any.
Yeah, it's pretty rare around here. Especially during the wars. So what else is in here?
Well, it's a pretty long story.
How did you get this?
I got it from a friend of mine, Mason Armstrong.
Oh, really?
Do you know him?
Yeah, I do. This is a cool manual. I wonder where he got this. Wow. This is crazy.
Yeah.
Bows, boats, even bullets, dude. But they require, what? Bullets out of wood? Dude, this is...
How do you make that?
Oh, what? Let's see. It says you have to take... It says you have to cut... Oh, man. This is pretty complicated. Let me see. Okay, no. Here's... Okay. Simple 38 revolver bullet. Create with wood. Warning. This is weak and should not be used over long distances... or in an area where there are a lot of trees, because the wood could start on fire in a grassy area. Only use on cement/rocks. Interesting. Although, I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Yeah, because...
Well, it's part of an introductory look at the story. If you want to
listen
to it more...
Let's see here. It says you have to crumple up... You have to basically get a bunch of twigs, and you have to crumple them up just right, and you have to, like... You have to put some really tight string around them to, like, make them tight, and you can just kind of... You have to make something that can ignite really easily, so you have to have, like, a really flammable material in there, and then the gun, of course, does the rest. And then you shove it in there, you know, the gun does the rest.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and then here it says bullets out of metal. You need, like, a bunch of tools, like a hammer and stuff like that. It's a cool... Whoa! Oh my gosh! Wyatt, did you hear that?
Yeah, what was that noise?
We're coming! Wyatt, come on! Did you hear him? We have to get out of here!
Yes.
Okay, come on. We better start running.
Okay. Let me end this.
Oh my gosh. Oh, God! Oh, Wyatt, help me up, help me up. That thing hit me in the...
Alright, I did that. Now, can I go back to the game?
S, sound record, S, studio recorder, S, Skype, S, survive the wild.
I'm gonna press enter.
Enter, survive the wild 0.6.1.9.
The place where your PC
comes to life.
Sam,
please,
production.
At the story. If you want to hear more of it, you can listen to it. I'm gonna choose. I'll share the speaker test next. See if it works.
Hey, you know what, dude? I don't really like you being on the left, so you should get out of here! What?
How it would sound. Okay, I'm gonna choose login. And I'm in the game.
Login in, northeast quadrant.
Right, I'm on the northeast quadrant. I'm walking. Oh, my energy is very low.
I will go for more testing.
I think I'll demonstrate how to sleep now. gonna sit down now with the R key. And I'm gonna check my thirst with S.
397 thirst.
I'm gonna drink a bit of water. I just opened my inventory by pressing the I.
No such item exists.
There we go. Now I have to mention one thing. Just remember that if your caps lock key is turned on, your first letter navigation in your inventory won't work. So just remember that. Alright, I've selected my pot in my right hand by pressing the number 2 on the number pad above Q. Alright, there we go. Now I'm drinking water.
This just came on my 281st.
281st. To get down to about 0.
164st. 125st.
I can sleep a bit.
They just came on my
to get my energy up.
28st. 9th. 0th.
Alright, there we go. Now, I'm just waiting to fall asleep over here.
363 energy. 365 energy.
As you can see, it's getting up.
Alistair, Major 19, Belted, you're the moon.
Should fall asleep any moment. I have to. So that I can gain my energy back. My health is currently, I'm quite sure, 1000. To check your health, you press H. Oh, and by the way, I just fell asleep.
1000 health.
1000 health. That's pretty good.
Out of character, L-Tiger Watson says Estos Casculos Malus and Barabas Carlos Regalos.
There it goes.
Out of character, Alex says Jahada Aja. Out of character, Ishido says Sunlas Malus is Adas XT.
Alright.
Out of character, L-Tiger Watson says this.
Some of these people are chatting now. Over here on the
server. Out of character, L-Tiger Watson says they're Malus and Adas XT.
They are playing this game quite happily.
464 energy. Out of character, Ishido says, "Use us to stay at this
program." I'm at 464 energy right now. I'm just waiting for it to get to 1,000 approximately.
Out of character, Mort says, "Jaja."
So that I could move quicker. Because when I'm done sleeping, I quickly want to create a bow and a boat. And then I might go to the city. I haven't showed that. Part 1 stopped, where I was just about to go on sea, and I think part 2 I will definitely show how we get to sea.
Out of character, Ishido says Tiger Andorino Zisa Palace Parabotor Buscar XD.
Out of character, Ishido says Tiger Andorino Zisa Palace Parabotor Buscar XD. Media player of choice, if the scene comes where I'm at sea, where you can hear the waves, forward, just keep that, and get to the point where I get out of the boat and walk in the city. I'm just gonna check my energy.
599 energy.
599. Well, I could probably wake up and get more sleep on the boat. Now, currently, there's the ability in the game that if you type your gaming name into the chat, if you press Y,
you can see the first glimpse of sunlight off in the distance.
You can wake up from that. So I'm gonna do that because I don't have an alarm set.
Out of character, it says simple superscript 1 a.m. laser conflict AQ low simple laser die AQ laser conflict 2 degrees EQ 666 energy.
Okay, hold on.
Please enter your message here.
There we go.
WALTERKFW2. Out of character, Misty says inverted exclamation point, new problem, allow
there we go.
Laser,
I woke up. So, sit up.
263, 449, 0. Out of the dawn is quickly approaching as the sun slides its way along the horizon. Right hand.
I'm gonna pick up the...
Out of character, Misty says AOE.
I'm gonna go and pick up some grass.
Northwest quadrant.
Just moving left.
Out of character, El Tiger Blossom says you have to use the Kulo Malady follow. Out of character, Misty says I have
no E. There we go. Picking up grass by pressing my space bar. this ambient sound is the sound indicating that you're coming
across.
Okay, well, I said in the beginning, when I started with this recording, that I want to go cut down a tree as well. I'll do that by going to the following coordinates. Now, to check the coordinates for a tree, if there's a tree nearby, you press N for November to check if you can find any trees near you. Okay, well, I'm finding a tree at 204, so I'm moving backwards because I'm at 211. 211, 444, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, 0, on certain notebooks. It can be function key plus the up arrow key to simulate page up.
Out of character, or instance, still any
function key and
one circumflex, say circumflex.
Down arrow to simulate the page down key. So I'm going to press page up now because I'm on a desktop keyboard over here. So I'm going to press page up now to climb up the tree.
Out of character, instance, error, I still allow superscript 1 circumflex, oh blah blah blah. Out of character, repeat, instance, error, superscript 1, error, 70 degrees, superscript 1, now section.
Let me see. By pressing C where I am, my coordinates. Alright, this is a very low tree, apparently. There we go. Now, I want to pick up some branches as well. I didn't get to demonstrate that yesterday.
Right hand.
Make sure that your left hand and right hand are empty. And press your space bar to pick up branches. These people are chatting in Spanish, so I just want to apologize for the background. I'm picking up trees. Because I'm at the top of the tree, I climbed it. So I'm cutting it down by pressing space, and my left hand and right hand are empty. I just checked my thirst by pressing S.
Where looks like it is coming from
1,139. Getting the resources required to build the stuff is because new players first has to get new resources. But in a new player's case, you would probably want to get play first. Picking up more branches. That's probably enough. I have quite a few been playing quite a while. And I haven't died quite recently. Quite fortunate. Doesn't always happen that way. I'm going to climb down the tree now by pressing page down to get out of the tree. I'm on the bottom of the ground. I'm going to have a look by pressing C to make sure that my coordinates ends with 0 at the end.
204, 445, 0.
Yes. I'm on solid ground now. Now I'm going to take this tree down by using my knife. Now, in order to use the knife, press I to open your inventory. And then you press K for knife.
Notice item exists out of character.
I just turned it back off. And now I'm going to press K in order for the first letter navigation to work in your infantry. Your caps lock should be off.
Knife, you have 24.
Picked up a knife.
Knife.
And now I'm going to press space. I selected the knife in my right hand
of
my infantry,
I chose my right hand by pressing the number 2,
and now I'm pressing space because I'm right in front of the tree. I'm taking this tree down now. That sound.
Out of character, Whiskey says superscript A, section on superscript 1, A, off, paragraph, ESL, report, section, E, off, superscript 1. Out of character, section, E, off, section, symbol, superscript 1, inverted exclamation point, size, superscript 1, A, accused, inverted exclamation point, E, off, UN, SASI, Sevilla, superscript 1, Dalla, Dalla. Out of character, Whiskey says A, tilde, superscript A, A, accused, UN, A, tilde, O, off, symbol, section, Dalla, UN, I, accused, A, I, A, E.
Alright, both hands are cleared. I'm gonna pick up the wood. Once you chop the tree down, now remember, you have to be directly in the square where the tree was located when you found it. So basically, you would get out of the tree and chop it down. You can sit in the tree and chop a part of it down as well. That's also possible. And I'm picking up some wood now. Pressing spacebar to pick up wood. There we go. That's quite enough for now. Now, I'm going to light a fire. Now, in order to light a fire, you press I to open your infantry, and you press L for lighter. I have three lighters currently. Now, I'm going to select it in my left hand for now. By pressing the left arrow, then I'm going to press escape to close my infantry, and I'm going to press my number 1 now, on the number below escape. Right, I've selected my ladder, and to activate it, press spacebar. And, well, fire.
377 thirst.
And I should drink a bit of water. My thirst is dangerous levels. P for pot. Right hand this time by pressing right arrow. Escape. Close my infantry. Pot. And now I'm going to drink some water. Pressing spacebar. Well, standing right next to fire, and it can help with health sometimes when your health is dangerously low. Fire can save you.
Out of character, let's set the line first.
It's almost there. There we go.
Right hand.
I'm gonna walk away from the fire now. As you can see, it's possible to make a fire.
184 energy. 186, 445, 0.
Actually, I want to go back to the stream. Go to 250.
145, 0. Other just came online. Out of character, the fiddle that's landing before the sea. 227, 445, 0. 240, 445, 0. 247, North East Quadrant. Out of character, 252, 445, 0.
Going left, I'm on 250 now, going down now, managed to
Found a character load that's not in the next stream.
I have to go all the way backwards now.
Found a character, now 16 seconds, Sam.
I'm already at 250.
Project just went offline.
Hold on. To demonstrate something.
One project 234, 305, 0. Found a character, load that yes.
Well, there's an item here.
One watch is 234, 305, 0.
234, 305.
250, 327, 0. Out of character. Man 16 says okay.
Okay, well.
250, 327, 0. One watch is 234, 305, 0.
Let's get to 234.
247, 326, 0.
Going
out of character.
To get there.
239, 326, 0. 234, 326, 0.
Okay, now to go to.
One watch is 234, 305, 0.
To go to 305.
234, 326, 0.
I have to go backwards.
234, 321, 0. 234, 313, 0.
Going backwards.
234, 305, 0. Out of character. Man 16 says, oh, okay. Out of character. L. Tigers, Watson says, so the core, 234, 304, 0.
I went one square back. Go one forward again. And I pressed enter now to pick up the watch.
234, 305, 0.
Gonna go back to 250.
305, 0. 248, 305, 250, 305, 0.
I'm gonna go.
Out of character. My nose has rattled.
Down now. Stream. Go get some water for my pots. There we go. Here's the shallow stream. I'm going to get my pot out by pressing I to open my inventory, P for pot. Selecting my right hand by pressing the right arrow, escape, close the inventory. Press the number 2 to select the right hand with the pot inside it. And press space. Now I'm filling water. Still filling it. Now, remember when you're a beginner and you have like maybe you made 20 pots or 10 pots, you won't take as long to fill it because you have a lot more than 10. That's why it's taking a while, but I'm not going to fill it. I am going to stop here. I'm going to try and get to the area where the clay is. I'm moving left now. Down. There we go. And clear both my hands by pressing 2-3 times in quick succession and one also 3 times in quick succession. Now I'm going to press spacebar to begin picking up clay. Still pressing the spacebar. Still picking up.
165 thirst.
Okay, I just checked my thirst by pressing S. And you can also press F to see where you're facing.
Facing north at 0 degrees.
Facing north at 0 degrees. And you can also turn with the new rotation system. You can use shift and your arrow keys to turn.
Northwest. Now if I press F,
facing northwest at 315 degrees. And if you do it again, shift, let's say shift and right arrow, says north again. Now I'm going to press shift right arrow again, northeast, and that means that I'm going to face
facing northeast at 45 degrees.
Facing northeast at 45 degrees, and I'll check that by pressing the letter F.
Facing northeast at 45 degrees.
There we go. Okay, I'm gonna go back to north.
North. Facing north at 0 degrees.
Facing north at 0 degrees. It's the best way to walk by default. It's only when you want to aim or so that you use to change your rotation. So let's start with creating things. I think I've showed beginner Survival the Wild players now how to get resources. You don't have to do them in the particular order I've done it, because I've already started to play, so I've built up. My recommendation is, before I continue beginning creating things, is that you start out, you know, of course, getting clay at first, and then making like maybe 4 or 5 pots, depending on your thirst, and go to this stream with your pot, as I've demonstrated, and fill it with water. And if your thirst is horrible, like at 800 or whatever, you drink out of your pot. What you do is you can go into the stream and fill your pot with a few shots of water, and then go one left. Let's say you go one right and you're positioned in the stream, and you go one left and you're back on the mother edge of the stream. You can drink water to get your thirst a bit lower, and then you can continue on getting water and avoid being killed by thirst. So it's just a note about that. And then when you're finished with enough clay and have enough pots to satisfy you at that moment, you can continue on by getting other resources such as wood and branches. And, well, you can also pick up sand and gravel and stuff, and like leaves, but it's not being used at this moment. So it's not being used at this present time. Might be used in the future. Oh, and you can also go to the desert to pick up rocks and stone. Alright, I think I'm going to start with the creation of pots first. Then I'll make a bow, and then I'll make a boat. But first I'm going to check my thirst again. I think I should drink now. I just opened my inventory by pressing I and pressing the P to move through my pots, and I'm going to select it in my right hand, press escape, and pot, and then I'm going to drink by pressing space to drink. Now remember, if you close your inventory and you selected the pot in your right hand, you have to press the number 2 above Q to select using your pot in your right hand. It will make the sound of the pot as well, and then you can press spacebar. If you just go out of your inventory and you press spacebar, you might not be on your pot and it won't work. I'm still pressing space to drink. Let me check my thirst. There we go. Now I cleared out both my hands. It says it's cleared. Alright, now to create a pot. Well, before I demonstrate it, let me explain it first. To make a pot, you combine two pieces of clay. In other words, you take one piece of clay in your one hand, one piece of clay in the other hand. That's how you're going to do it. So, I'm going to demonstrate that now. Clay of 197, that's quite enough for now. Take one in my right hand, take another piece in my left hand, and I'm going to press escape, and I'm going to press the letter T. And it's created. That sound signals that you have a pot created, or if you pick up a pot, if you can find one.
Nothing much around you.
And I just pressed M and nothing is around me. So, no scoring there. Okay, I'll make another pot. Open my inventory by pressing I. I'm going to press C for clay. 195. Press left arrow again. And then I'm going to press T. Alright, that's combined. Okay, now to make a bow. If you don't have tied branches in your infantry, you can make them. In order to make them, you're going to do the following. You're going to open your infantry by pressing I. Now the infantry is open. And now I'm going to press S for string. If you have string, you have to have at least two string to make a bow, and you're also gonna have like two string to make the boat. Now I'm going to press S. I have enough string. Now just a quick note, if you don't have enough string, you can use grass to make string. I'll demonstrate that quickly. I have enough grass. One piece of grass in my right hand, one piece of grass in my left hand. Press escape and press T to combine it, and the grass is combined into a string. So you need at least 25 grass for one string. Okay, so now to create a tight branch, you take one string in your one hand, and you take a branch in your other hand, right or left, depends on which order you decide to do it. And then you press the letter T to combine them as well. And there's the first type branch. Now, to make a bow, you're going to create another type branch. So I'm going to get a string. And then I'm going to get a branch. I'm going to press escape. And then I'm going to press T to combine it. Right, there we go. Tight branch. Okay, now you have to tie the two tight branches. Right hand, left hand, and you press T to combine it. Now you should have a broken bow. I opened my infantry by pressing I, and I'm going to press B now. Broken bow, you have one. Okay, that's correct. I'm going to press my right arrow to put it in my right hand. You can do it in which order you like. I'm going to press K for knife. Oh no, I have to add wood. There we go. Added it. Now it's a disfigured bow, and now I can use my knife. The disfigured bow in my right hand, knife in my left hand, and press T to carve it. That sound signals that you have successfully created a bow. The bow is created. Now to make an arrow, I just opened my infantry by pressing I, and now I'm going to get a branch. Right hand. That's my left hand, so I'm going to press T to carve an arrow. Now because the knife is already in my left hand, I'm just going to go to my infantry, get a branch, press T, and do it again. Already three arrows carved. Now, let's clear our hands. That's cleared. Right, now it's time to make a boat. To make the boat, I'm going to open my infantry by pressing I. And I'm going to get a branch and a string. I have to get a branch and a string. And combine it. First of all, you have to make two wooden triangles. And I'm now in the process to create a wooden triangle. So I already have one tight branch. Now I need to add a branch to the tight branch. Now, did that, now I'm going to combine them, and it's made one triangle. I need another wooden triangle. I'm going to get a string and a branch. I just did it. Now I'm going to get the tight branch and there we go, and two wooden triangles or created. Now I'm going to add the two wooden triangles to create a disfigured frame and use the knife to carve it. Alright, I've done that. Disfigured frame, I'm going to select it in my right hand, knife in my left hand, and I'm going to press T to combine it. And I have a frame. Now I have to create two sticky blocks and add them together to make a huge block, and then I have to add the huge block to the frame, and then I have to carve it with my knife to create a boat. Now in order to make the sticky blocks, you have to open your inventory by pressing I. You have to add two pieces of wood together. Let me first check my thirst. Yeah, I should drink a bit of water. And I'm going to drink some water now. Alright, out of danger now. It's cleared. So I'm going to open my inventory now. I already created a precarious block with two pieces of wood. So I'm going to add a piece of clay to it now. Precarious block. Take that in my left hand. Press T to combine it. And now I should have a block. So I'm going to take... I think my internet dropped out. Let me try and reconnect.
Windows M, desktop, folder view with view, survive the wild, enter.
Sorry about this technical difficulty sometimes.
Survive the wild 0.61.9.
Okay, it's opening, but...
The place for your PC.
There we go.
Connected, logging in, Southwest Quadrant.
I'm back in the game.
You must open the door.
I have to get my block. That's correct. I selected the block in my right hand. And now I am going to get a piece of clay. I'm going to tie them together, put them together with T, and now I created one sticky block. To create another one, I just opened my inventory by pressing I. I'm going to get two pieces of wood together again. Put two pieces of wood in both my hands. I put a peach in each hand. I'm
going to
add clay to it. Precarious block. You can press P to get to it in your inventory. My internet is dropping out.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get back in.
Windows M, desktop, folder view with view, survive the wild, enter. Survive the wild 0.61.9.
Let's see if I can connect.
The place for your
PC.
Yes,
sir.
There we go.
In, Southwest Quadrant. 702 energy. 117 first. You have just opened the door. Precarious block.
Okay, I have a precarious block. I'm gonna add a piece of clay to it now. There we go. Now it should be a block. I'm going to add another piece of clay to the block. Okay, I selected the block in my right hand.
Clay, 190.
Clay, in my left hand, one piece of clay. And now I'm going to press T to combine it. And now, I should have two sticky blocks. Yes, I do. And I'm going to add them together, right hand and left hand. And press T to combine them. That should be a huge block. Okay, I'm selecting the huge block in my right hand. The frame in my left hand. I'm gonna add that together. Alright, now I should have a disfigured boat. Open my infantry by pressing I. Disfigured boat. I'm going to select that in my right hand. And I'm going to select my knives in my left hand. My knife. And now I'm going to call for the boat. That sound is the boat. The boat has been created successfully. Alright, I think I've covered, you know, how to create the bow, and the arrows. That's how most of the people would get started. Now, you can get extra items with gifts, such as revolvers, rock guns, and metal. Metal isn't used for anything yet, so that's pretty interesting. But I think it's time for us to go to sea. I have enough water in my pots. I've created the bow, the boat, and the arrows. So, and I have cut down a tree, I've made a fire, I've picked up clay, grass, wood, and branches. So I'm going to walk towards the beach. Now, to launch your boat, you need to go to 500.0. I'm gonna move to it now.
299.232.0. 312.232.0. 324.232.0.
I'm moving now towards the beach. I'm first gonna go to 500. That's by pressing right arrow. That's your first coordinate. And to go to your second coordinate, you're gonna use your up or down arrow keys, depending on which direction you want to go. Oh, my energy is low.
273 thirst.
And my thirst is still fine.
379 energy.
379 energy. That's not horrible.
Your base of the column 343 at 469. 232,
0. Base of the mountain. Getting to 500. You can hear the ocean in the background.
494.
0. I should get some sleep on the boat.
500. 232, 0.
Okay, 500. Is quite low, so I have to walk slow now, because if I'm 500.0, then I'll be ready to launch my boat, and I'll show you how to launch your boat as well.
500.195.0.
My energy is decreasing. Let's hope I can make it to 500.0. I'm already at 500. By the way, if you fall down, just press R to get up.
160.0.
Have to drink water soon.
100.153.0.
Still a long way to go. 153 steps.
You cannot bring yourself to stand up at the moment.
Don't you have difficulty standing up?
First,
maybe I should drink a bit of water. Get myself a bit faster. As a gift. Because I'm busy with this walkthrough, part 2. I'm not going to go to the event right now. Some people are shooting flares. I'm at 500.00. That's what I want to be. Now, to launch your boat, press your I key to open your infantry. And if you have boats in your infantry, either made or got it as gifts or however you got them, or got a boat, you just need one boat in order for this to work. I'm going to press B to move to my boats. I have three boats. Yesterday I did grade my boat, and today as well. And I had one. Alright, I've selected the boat in my right hand. I pressed the right arrow to move to it in my infantry. And I first pressed B to move to it, of course. And then right arrow to select it in my right hand. Now I'm pressing escape to close my infantry. And now I'm going to press 2 in the number row, above Q. It says boat, and you can hear the sound of it. Now I'm going to press space to launch it. Well, this is going to take a while. Well, this is doing this thing. Let's go to the city. I just want to make a few notes before I continue. I hope that most of you guys will enjoy this walkthrough. This one is quite an extensive one. It's part 2. I think the audio should be better than it has been in part 1. And I think I've highlighted a few things that I haven't highlighted in part 1. So, I'm going to towards the city now. I just want to show that you can walk around in the city. Just going here. We're on 726.00. Still a way to go.
726.00.
I'm going to go forward at some point too. We're going to the right. We're going to go up soon. We're still going right. I'm checking my coordinates with C. I'm still moving quite along, quite nicely, I'd say. It's going to take approximately 5 minutes, maybe a little bit more. It shouldn't be that big of a deal.
863.
I'm going to go up to about 1,000 and something, and then I'm going to move up to
890.
It's now at 890.00. For the purposes of this demonstrations, I'm not going to record going back to the island. It's pretty much the same you do. But if you're in the harbor of the Radiated City, you can launch from anywhere if you face the impossible ocean. You can launch from there. If you can't walk backwards, in the harbour, you can launch from there. If I could make a suggestion, use common point 1000, and you're not getting confused. Because 1000 works. Oh, there we go. We are moving upwards now. Still a long ride to go.
1000.
Progress is quite good on it.
274 thirst. Question just came online. 276 thirst.
276 thirst.
The reason just came 189 energy.
I need to sleep, so I guess I'm sitting down. Okay, well, I'm sitting down now. So let's sleep to get the energy up.
296 thirst. 203 energy.
Well, you know, just for fun, in this demonstration, I'm gonna fire a shot with my arrow first, then with my rock gun, then with my revolver. Well, I opened my infantry, pressing I. Now I'm gonna choose my bow. Pressing my right arrow, putting in my right hand, and I'm going to put the arrow in my left hand. Can you hear that sound? I'm going to press escape. Then I'm going to press T to load it, and then I'm going to choose the bow, because the bow is in my right hand. It tells you bow, and you can hear the sound, and let's fire. Oh well, the arrow fell in the water. And now I'm asleep. I can't fire now, but let's wait till I wake up, then I will fire with my rock gun.
Out of character, Alexis Escrow slash DK and Mari, 366 thirst, 287 energy. 369 thirst, out of character,
I just have to constantly monitor my thirst.
Cash just came online.
We don't want to die in the middle of a walkthrough.
379 thirst.
379 thirst.
Out of there, 385 first. 324 energy.
324 energy. It's getting there.
Olympics just came online.
One of the keys in this new energy system, if you want to preserve energy, walk slowly.
Out of character, Olympics says hi.
It depends on the situation. If you want to get there fast,
out of character, Olympics says hi. 372 energy.
372. It's better than it was.
381 energy.
There we go.
419 thirst.
419 thirst. I'm gonna probably wake up at about, let's say, 600 thirst. I will wake myself up if I don't wake up automatically. Sometimes you do wake up automatically, sometimes you don't.
424 energy.
424 energy. That's pretty good.
Out of character, Olympics says AUM about AA, Pluto, Tilda, Symbol, Superscript, 1 AUM of .AA, Circumflexy, 454 thirst.
Okay, it's almost 600.
461 energy.
At least my energy is rebuilding. That's pretty good.
The research just went offline. Kentucky Gambler just left the gift collection event. 482 energy.
482 energy.
Manuel just left the gift collection event. Out of character, Alex says Raymax is Benaka K.I. Regalos, 0 Paz, Turner K. Corey, Zio, Y.K. Sun, Bastante, Las K.S. Benaka Y. Toto, Scorda, Dara, Las Regalos. Manuel has joined the gift collection event. 507 energy.
Oh, good. Past halfway now when it comes to energy. I'm going to check my health by pressing H.
1,000 health.
Yeah, my health is on 1,000. That's pretty good.
495 thirst. 497 thirst. Out of character, Ramix at 543 energy.
543 energy.
Out of character, what's that combo scene on the metal? 560 energy.
568.
Radiated City.
Oh, close to the Radiated City. Excellent. Almost there.
Out of character, what's that, eh?
Yes, I woke up. Because I'm in the Radiated City. Well,
out of character, I said, slash joint space 333.
Out of character, I said, I couldn't move. Now I'm walking in the Radiated
City. What is this?
That's awesome.
One bullet shell at 1031, 1006, 0.
It's just a bullet shell.
Out of character, I said, you cannot bring yourself to stand up at the moment. 563 first.
Okay, I'm gonna drink some water. Some
563. No one much around you. You have just opened your
Out of character, I'm gonna drink some water now. So that I don't die of thirst.
It's
almost done. I just need to finish drinking and walk a bit in the city, pick up a bit of glass, and then this recording will be a thing of the past. I hope that most people will find it helpful.
Zero thirst.
There we go.
Left hand. 649 energy. 650 energy.
650 energy, that's pretty good.
One bullet shell at 1035, 1062, 0.
Bullet shells.
South country name, Radiated City.
South country. This is gravel.
Radiated City.
This is grass. There we go. There's grass.
Right hand, left hand, left hand, left hand, left hand, right hand, left hand.
Picking up a bit of glass. And I can demonstrate something else. Just before I wrap up this walkthrough, part two, final part. I will demonstrate how to drop something.
The dog is putting the potion that is unlikely to lay on the horizon.
Because I'm going to drop the glass. I don't want to take it with me when I go back. Here's a bit of glass. I'm going to walk to a different position.
1032, 1067, 0.
Now, I'm going to drop the glass. I opened my inventory by pressing I, and I'm going to press G. I
have 33
glass. Now, in order to drop something, you press the delete key. I have to press it.
You have 252 rocks, you have 200 stones, you have 252.
Wait.
Glass, you have grass, you have 6 glass, you have 33.
33 times.
Everybody. So you have glass, you have 15.
What's there? It's 15 to go.
So you have 252 glass, you have 12. So you have glass, you have 2.
There we go.
Out of character,
all 12 glass on top. To verify, I can press M to scan what is in front of me or what is near me.
33 glass at 1067, 1067, 0.
That's correct, because I had 33 glass and I dropped it. So that's how you can tell it worked. I'm going to go to 1000 now. And shortly after that, I'm going to end the recording.
1077, 1059, 0, 1077, South Country Lane, Radiated City, 1077, 1053, 0. Radiated City, 1077, 1040, 0. Out of character, Major 19, 1077, 1024, 0. First Pathway, Radiated 1077, 1012, 0. Auto, Radiated City, 1077, 1004, 0. Out of character, Major 19, 1077, 1074, 0. 1077, 1000, 0. 1072, 1000, 0. 1065, 1000, 0. Out of character, Major 52, 1000, 0. One bullet shell, 1001, 1006, 0. 1044, 1000, 0. Android 7, 1000, 0, Android 2, 1000, 0. Send mail, 1000, 0. 1002, 1000, 0. 1000, 1000, 0.
Alright. I'm at 1000, 1000. And in order for me to demonstrate that it works to launch from, I'll launch and then I'll stop the recording. But just before I go, I just want to say thank you for taking the time to listen to my extended part 2 walkthrough of Survive the Wild. Great game. I'm going to get my boat now. First, okay, my thirst is still alright. Choose my boat in my right hand. And I'm going to press escape now to close my inventory. And I'm going to press the number 2 above Q. Get my boat. And I am going to launch very soon.
Out of character, let's test 0 contest and moderate low 14 units and 0 volts per meter.
Now,